I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
This is Internet Marketing.
Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Internet Marketing brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. And today I am with Rosie Freshwater, founder and MD of Leapfrog. Tell us how you describe Leapfrog.
Leapfrog is a premium retail-focused digital marketing agency. So we operate in the digital stratosphere, offering the usual range of marketing services across search, social, online PR, content. But we also specialise in planning the customer experience as well, which is what we're talking about today.
So you have lots of experience in delivering the perfect customer experience, which is what I want to talk to you today about.
Yeah.
So let's start off then, Rosie, with let's perhaps define the perfect customer experience, but more importantly, why is it important?
Well, the way I would describe what customer experience actually is, it's not just the journey that a retailer's customer might go on when they're deciding to buy and then subsequently buying a product. It's about how that journey makes them feel. Mm. It's the consequence of the actions they take.
Because we all buy on emotion, don't we, of course?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. And so in today's very complex consumer environment, actually, the retailers that really understand the emotional experience and engagement that their customers want when buying with them are the ones that are going to persuade not only the right kind of customers to buy with them, but for them to come back again and again and again. So it's really, really important for a retailer to understand which of those channels and touch points that can occur within a consumer journey is the right one for their customers when buying their particular products, and how they can tailor each of those touch points to provide the right emotional experience, which not only gets people to buy from them, but gets people to buy from them again and again.
And how can you how can businesses gather that from the online world, the various insights, if you like, to help you to achieve the perfect customer experience?
There's two main types of data that you need to gather to be able to mash them together to plan what the perfect experience is for your customers.
Yeah.
The first is using the data that you get from online to understand what they're actually doing when they buy from you. So most retailers will already be tracking through analytics what people are doing on their site, how much they're buying, what their conversion rate is, what their average order value is, and the revenue through their site. But what many don't necessarily have is the subsequent transactional analysis once someone has bought. For each customer, how often they're buying, how recently they have bought, what items they've actually bought, and most importantly, the lifetime value of that customer. Because what that kind of transactional data that you get out the back end of your website does is allows you to start segmenting your customers by different behaviours and different important levels of importance to you as a business. Because on one hand, you've got your customers who are your most high value, so they buy from you regularly, they buy at full price, they have a high average order value, and they've bought from you recently.
Yes.
So that would be your pool of most important customers that you want to make sure you understand. Mm. But then you've probably, as a retailer, got another couple of big pots of customers. One that might be new customers, which have bought from you for the first time within the last 6 months, who might be different people to those that buy from you regularly and have done for ages. And you've got to understand them as a separate set because you need to understand the experience that they want to try and turn them into long-term, high-value customers. And then you've got a pool of customers that may not have bought from you for a long time. And it's about understanding their value to you as a retailer and whether it's worth trying to get them to re-engage with you to turn them into to active customers again. Now, this kind of segmentation analysis by itself is what you can take from the back end of your website and start to segment, but then what you also need to layer on top of that when planning what the perfect experience would be for these is to take each of those segments and actually ask them physical questions.
Like a questionnaire?
Yeah. So there's plenty of online tools that you can use to send out an online survey to each pot of customers that you've segmented, asking them questions about their preferred shopping behaviours, what channels they most like to engage on when they're deciding to buy. Is it social media? Would they prefer to be engaged with through an ECRM programme? And you actually have to ask those behavioural questions direct and even ask them questions about what they like about other people's websites and why they shop with them instead, perhaps, so that you can say, right, so I've got my, use my transactional analysis to work out this is my most affluent or high-value set of customers, and this is the experience they want when shopping, buying the products that I sell from a brand like me. So I need to make sure that I am giving that experience because otherwise they will hop off and start shopping elsewhere and they won't keep on buying from me again. And then you've got your pool of new customers and looking at whether the experience they want is slightly different and how you can tailor that to try and get them to turn into the more high-value customers. So it's very much using online survey tools and the information you get out the back end of your website and mashing them together to give you the insight that you need to map out what the perfect journey and experience would be for them.
Just as a quick side tributary question.
Yeah.
You mentioned ECRM. What does that stand for?
Electronic Consumer Relationship Management.
Okay.
So basically ECRM is a tailored email program. So you've got CRM, Customer Relationship Management, and E is the version of it online. So it is about these days retailers are doing more and more complex ECRM campaigns where they are sending out emails that are not only segmented to different types of customer behaviour but have also automated content within them relevant to the products that people have bought before.
Sure.
So by doing that, they're offering such a tailored experience that it's perfect for each individual customer. They're really boosting the chance of that customer coming back again and again to buy from them because they're getting emails that the retailer knows are about the products they like to buy from them and use the messaging and the language which appeals to them emotionally and personally. And when you get that mashed together with the right price offer, then that's where the magic happens.
But there's a certain amount of psychology, isn't there? I mean, it all sounds quite complicated, I mean, with this segmentation and then sort of asking them questions and things like that. And you also mentioned, of course, that a lot of businesses don't do that second part, that transactional analysis. What advice would you give to small businesses that are looking to create the perfect customer experiences but perhaps aren't doing that at the moment? What would be a good first step?
Well, ideally, every retailer should try and do some sort of simple transactional analysis of their database and at least split them into people who have bought from them recently or have bought more than once and those that are not worth marketing to anymore because they bought once and they bought a very, very long time ago. Now, most people, without using an outside retail data agency, should be able to use the back end of their site to work that kind of thing out. Once they've done that, on the side of the more behavioural understanding, then I always advise, as a first step, there's a really simple way that you can get going with this. You set up an online survey to send to your customers where you ask one question. Yeah. And that question is, on a scale of 1 to 10, how likely are you to recommend us to a friend? And most importantly, after that, why? So you've got, for each pot of customers, however you've segmented it, you've got a set of scores that they've given you on how likely they are to recommend you to a friend, so therefore how likely they are to shop with you again, and the key reason why. So then what you do is you take those of your lowest value, that low value customer segment, and take the bottom 20% of scores that that segment's given you and look at the reasons why they are not likely to buy from you again, and you fix those problems.
Okay, so you fix the worst problems first.
Fix the worst problems first. Then you go to your highest spenders and your most important customers and you find out the top 20% of reasons why they would recommend you and they love shopping with you and do more of that.
It sounds a bit like the 80-20 rule in action, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's do the 20% that will give you 80% of the results.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So if you've got limited budget, I mean, the campaigns that we run for our clients are very complex and they take months to deliver, but as a quick, let's just get going with this and find the worst things and the best things that we can do more of or fix. Just ask that one question to your customers. How likely are they to recommend you? Find out the key reasons and just work with those to begin with. And then you'll find usually, once you start fixing those or doing a little bit more of the stuff that really works, you're going to start seeing the benefit of that, which allows you to do the more complex analysis.
Sure. Yeah. Now, can we talk about a few case studies?
Sure.
I'm interested in what sort of difference this can make and also how it might be implemented.
Yeah, well, we've done quite a few of these projects this year. I'll just tell you about a couple. What we do is when we do the larger projects, we take the transactional analysis, which actually comes from a third party.
Yes.
And then we segment the database. We run this full customer insight and then map out the perfect journey for each of those customer segments. Then what we do is we audit the current experience that the retailer is offering against those perfect experiences, do the gap analysis, so it's just a bit of a bigger version of what I said before, and map out and prioritise an action plan to start fixing the gaps and maximising on the opportunities in terms of delivering the right experience. Now, each campaign that we've done, there has been at least one or two real nuggets of almost no-brainer things to do which haven't cost hardly any money, which have had a huge impact straight away.
And that's been revealed by the transactional analysis, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. So for one client, we did it for. We made the decision very quickly that they needed to offer free delivery in the UK because that's what their customers really wanted as part of the perfect experience.
Sure.
And they switched that on and immediately started turning over an extra 100k a month. Just from that one change.
What sort of percentage was that? Can you remember?
I think that's an uplift in about 15%.
Pretty significant, isn't it? Very significant, in fact.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then on the flip side of that, also the findings that we've had has helped people to really save money. Because what this whole thing does is it helps you to really boost your marketing budget by putting it in the right areas.
Yes.
So for another person we did it for, one of the most interesting things is that they were ploughing a lot of money into social media. And we realised that this didn't play a part in the perfect experience of their particular customers.
How interesting.
So they took money out of that and put it into a much better email marketing programme, which is how their customers really wanted to engage with them.
Yeah.
And they immediately saw a double, triple return on that spend than they would have done if they'd kept it in social media. Mm. So it's a really good way, not only of boosting your revenue, but it's also a really good way of getting a much higher return for your marketing budget because you're putting it in the right areas that you know your customers want.
Yeah. Now, you alluded to something there that I found very interesting, social media,
yeah,
which can be a bit of a contentious subject. Where do you sit with social media? How important do you think it is? Is it a case of, for some, you know, instances, some scenarios, it's fantastic, and for other scenarios, it's not so good?
Absolutely. Yeah. It completely depends, and this is why the whole customer experience planning is so important. Mm. Completely depends on the type of person who is your customer and the type of products that they're buying. We found out with some of our clients that social media is absolutely not right for them.
Yeah.
We found out for some of them that social media is perfect for a particular segment, and so they have completely tailored the social media experience to the type of people that sit within that segment, and it started working really well for them. Or there are some brands where it's absolutely important, but only after purchase. Maybe not important when people are deciding to buy with them for the first time, but once they've made that decision to buy, they really want to go back and engage on an ongoing way through social media. So it absolutely depends, and that's why it's so important to understand not only who your customers are, but what their personal values are, what drives them in life, and how they want to engage with you through what types of content, which the insight does,
yes,
so that you can make sure you're only using the right channels, which is actually going to work, yeah, for your customers.
It's all to do with fine-tuning the process, really, isn't,
yeah,
it? Which is what we see a lot of on sort of online marketing, where we're sort of measuring and tweaking and,
yeah,
and constantly adjusting. Now, you mentioned in your example what can happen. I mean, is that fairly representative, this sort of the sort of uplift you were talking about? How much impact can it make by sort of tweaking your best customer experience?
Again, it absolutely depends on, yeah, the type of retailer that you are, but I see no reason why you couldn't get an additional 30 to 40%, yeah, return on your marketing budget by just spending a bit of time upfront in working out where the right places are to spend that and, yeah, deliver that experience. And the brilliant thing about it is that you're not just getting that initial return on revenue, but what it does is it makes that revenue much more profitable, because if you are providing the right experience, that means your revenue is made up of the right customers who, mm, are spending at full price and spending again and again with you. You're going to get far more return on your investment to acquire that customer, because it's a lot cheaper to keep selling to the same people,
yes,
instead of keep acquiring new customers.
Absolutely.
And what it also does is it allows you to you can start planning to take market share off others, because you know if you increase your retention rate, they're not going and buying from your competitors. So customer experience isn't just about growing revenue, because a really good digital marketing campaign will do that by itself,
yeah,
but it's growing profitable, sustainable revenue and growing market share.
Well, you've given us some great information there. I think hopefully a lot of our listeners who are, you know, other smaller businesses will find that really useful. So, Rosie Freshwater, CEO and founder of LeapFrog in Brighton. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can find us on the internet at www.internetmarketingpodcast.org, where you'll find show notes, links and instructions on how to subscribe. We would absolutely love to get feedback, comments and questions from you. If you want to send an email, send it to kelvin.newman@sitevisibility.com. Also, feel free to comment on the website. And if you'd like to use our voice line number, if you're outside of the UK, it's +44 1273 256 150. If you're inside the UK, it's 01273 256 150. And you can leave a voice comment or question and we'll play it on the show. Also, we would absolutely be delighted if you would give us a rating on iTunes itself. Well, that's it for now. Andy White signing off until next week on Internet Marketing.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.